Governor Mike DeWine announced barber and beauty shops would be closing down because of the coronavirus. That puts many barbers and beauticians who operate as independent contractors in a tough position because they can't claim unemployment. Dave Hatfield is a barber, and his wife is a stylist. He says the governor's announcement hit him hard.
That was a freak out moment for sure. Because, you know, having a wife in the industry as well and her not being paid either is that was a pretty big blow.
Like many salon workers, his wife was laid off, so she'll be able to collect unemployment. But Hatfield is an independent contractor. He says being his own boss has benefits. He sets his own hours and prices. But now that salons are closed, there are only drawbacks.
Being sole contractors, independent, 1099, whatever you want to call it, there's no system in place for us to be out of work.
Independent contractors in Ohio don't qualify for unemployment. Plus, Hatfield says he still has to pay rent on his studio space.
I'm not only like not making money, I have to lose money so that I have a job to go to once all this blows over. So I hope that they expand unemployment. I hope they expand everything.
Unemployment in Ohio has been expanded for some affected by the pandemic. More than 100,000 people have applied for unemployment this week, up nearly 30 times from last week.
It's super confusing, too, because like one minute you're hearing that like they're going to expand it. And we were all like, hell yeah, like expand it and then maybe we can get it. But even after I think I've read some of the expansions and some of the things they're doing and the new laws, it's super confusing. And it doesn't seem like we've been included in that.
Speaking on NPR's All Things Considered, Lieutenant Governor John Husted said they are asking the federal government to help with independent contractors.
You have a lot of people who are 1099s, meaning that they're independently operating in businesses. That might mean a hairdresser or somebody like that, who if we close these places, they will not be eligible for unemployment under the traditional mechanisms. And so we're reaching out saying, help us find solutions for them too.
It's unclear when or if there will be a change, but there are some exceptions. Independent contractors who formed their own LLCs that pay into unemployment are able to apply, says certified public accountant Vafa Riazi.
Situation like this comes up once in a blue moon. It's not something that happens every day, but when it hits like this, they are covered. They are they can file for unemployment.
Stylist Jaina Emmerman was relieved to hear it.
She told me that I had been paying unemployment taxes for over a year, so I covered. And I was like, what? I was really happy about that. I mean, I had no idea.
But many aren't so lucky. And for them, it's hard to keep spirits up, says stylist Kelsey Reidenauer.
Right now, we're looking at empty books and people scared to come in. And of course, we don't know when this is going to pass, but it's better to start, like, if you make us know that we're on your mind as well, like we know that our business can survive.
Without help from the community and the government, up to 20,000 licensed barbers and stylists in Ohio could go without any income for the foreseeable future. Paige Flager, WOSU News.